Hi guys, this is Your Husband's Anonymous. You are tuned into your favorite podcast with your favorite podcast host. What's up? I haven't had coffee, but I am psyched and obviously super excited. And before I forget, if you have not subscribed to this podcast, take a minute, do it right now. And I know today I'm dropping the podcast episode super, super late, but guess what? It's getting delivered on its usual day. So yay for me. And for those of you that follow me on IG, I tried to do something a little bit different for this week's topic. I actually gave you guys two options, and I was going to do the topic that got the most votes. But guess what? They both received the same amount of votes. So I'm going to end up doing both topics. One I will cover today. Another one, the second topic, I'm going to cover next week. So for everyone that voted, thank you so much. It just warms my heart and gives me warm, fuzzy feelings when you guys participate. And that way I feel like I give you something that is more timely and something that you want to listen to. So I'm going to be doing a little bit more of that. So if you're not following The Rehab Show on Instagram, take another minute and go ahead and do that, because I will make more of an effort to give you guys a couple of options for topics and then try to meet you and your needs, well, as much as I can digitally. So without further ado, today's topic is going to be, drum roll please, how to break a bad habit. I know what you're thinking. Well, I may not even need help with this, or I don't have any bad habits, but hear me out. Here's the logic for this topic. You see, when people have bad habits, it's not just they have bad habits in one area of their lives. They have bad habits in different areas where it can impact your friendships, it can impact your love life, it can impact your relationships with your family, it can impact your job. So sometimes our one bad habit actually has a domino effect, and it's crucial because it can cause problems in a relationship. For example, if you are constantly late, that can clearly be a problem at your job. That can be a problem for your friends if you're making plans with them. And that is certainly very, very annoying in a relationship. Because if you're dating someone and they want to go check out a movie, or if they have tickets to go to a show, that can be very, very irritating. So that's why I'm excited about today's topic, because I think that if you change certain habits in your life, it can have a positive impact, not only for you as a person, but then it can also enrich different areas of your life. And the crazy thing is, not a lot of relationship experts will even talk about this. And it's mind-blowing, because when you look at why a lot of the relationships fail, I mean, seriously, take a minute and think back to all of your relationships. I guarantee you, towards the end of the relationship, there were at least three things that you could come up with that infuriated you in terms of your partner, or that you wish your partner would have fixed. And maybe that would have kept you together with that person. So at a surface level, it doesn't seem like it's a really big deal, but bad habits can cause a lot of problems. And that's why I think it's just so important to kind of address that and fix it. Like I said, both for yourself and then also for different areas / relationships in your life. So let me start off by saying exactly what a habit is, because I want to make sure all of us are on the same page, because sometimes people have different definitions of the various things that I'm going to talk about today. So let's start there. A habit is something that you do over and over again, and it gets to a point where you don't even think about it. It's an automatic reaction. And when you actually break down what a habit really is, it comes down to three R's. The first R stands for reminder. So, what a habit, when it's forming, there's a trigger or there's a cue, which then causes a conscious behavior. So, let's say you might be feeling nervous and then that triggers a reaction. Or let's say you're brushing your teeth, then there's something that comes right after. So, there is a trigger, the starting point of a habit, which then gets into routine. Because if you just do something once, that's not a habit is something that becomes part of your routine. So, and for those of you that don't know, a routine is basically a behavior that's associated with a conscious decision or a conscious part of something that you're doing. Let me give you an example. And guys, this is going to be one of those episodes that there is going to be a bit of psychology involved. Not a whole lot, but a little bit, just so we all understand what I'm talking about here. All right, so back to my example about a routine. Let's say you brush your teeth, and then right after you brush your teeth, you floss or you use a mouthwash. The first couple of times that you do this, you're going to have to make a conscious decision to be like, okay, I'm brushing my teeth. Next step, let's say in my case, I am then using a mouthwash. After a while, I won't even have to think about doing it. I'm automatically going to brush my teeth and use a mouthwash. And for those of you that don't use a mouthwash, good God, I mean, please incorporate that as part of your routine because some people, especially when you're in close proximity, you're like, please, please take care of your dental hygiene. And there is nothing more unattractive than a bad breath, especially when you're on dates or you're trying to kiss someone. So if you're not using a mouthwash, nobody's sponsoring me. Use a mouthwash. Incorporate that as part of your routine and chalk it off as a healthy habit. So the last part of forming a habit is there has to be a reward that's associated with your behavior for it to stick. So in my example, if I'm brushing my teeth, I'm using a mouthwash, the reward would be that I don't have stinky breath. And then other rewards can be people are not screaming or dying if they get too close to me because their eyes are burning from my bad breath. So I'm avoiding all of that just by brushing my teeth and following up with the mouthwash. So that's how a habit forms. So if there's any kind of habit that you want to get into, use this sort of psychology of just being like, start off with the trigger, associate a conscious behavior with that trigger, and then think about what's the reward that you get from it. And that is the easiest way to form a habit. Unfortunately, when we form bad habits, it's also the same cycle. So when people form bad habits, there's something positive that they're getting at the end of it. And I'll give you another example. Let's say smokers. The first time that they smoke, the reward is, well, I don't know actually what the reward is the first time that they smoke. They might just like the feeling because sometimes people think that they smell, but they keep doing it. And after a while, it turns into addiction because now the nicotine is the reward. But like I said, any type of a habit, it doesn't form when you just do it once. So even with negative behavior, you have to do it a couple of times for it to turn into a habit. And in order to break a bad behavior or to create a good behavior, you have to kind of start off with the trigger and recondition your mind. So that's where the psychology aspect comes in. And here's the thing. A lot of people may not even recognize or may not even see that some of the things that they're doing, for example, you could have a bad behavior in a relationship. For in my original example that I gave you guys, where if somebody's late, maybe you don't see that as bad behavior, but guess what? If you're getting dumped person after person because they're tired of you not being anywhere on time, then they might see start seeing you as unreliable, and then they don't want to continue a relationship with you, then that's a bad behavior. And the problem with bad behaviors is usually, people don't want to admit that they have a bad habit or they have a pattern of bad behavior because, Let's be honest, we all like to think that we are absolutely perfect. And some of us are. We're blessed that way. I'm kidding. So the first thing to do is determine what your behavior or your habit is. And then do you see if it's good or bad? Because if someone's asking you to change, and this is just a general rule of thumb, if someone's telling you that you need to change, human reaction is automatically to shut down. Because one, nobody likes to be criticized. And then two, we all like to think that we are perfect. So it takes a lot of self-reflection and humility to admit that we are not perfect, unless you're women, because women are perfect. I'm kidding, guys. So it takes a lot of humility to say that you're not perfect. And then you actually have to see why your habits or your behavior can be detrimental to you or to another person or to your relationship or to your job in order for you to even go down that path of making a change. And one of the things that I've seen happen often is that, and I'm going to use a relationship as an example, where one person points out bad habits of another person and the other person is just baffled because they can't seem to see how that is a bad habit. And that's usually the biggest barrier in causing a change. If you don't recognize or if you don't see any of your habits as being bad habits, then automatically you're not going to want to change it. So you yourself become your biggest enemy, which is why in order for you to change, you have to be the person that's 100% convinced that this behavior is bad for me, this habit is bad for me, and I want to change. And if you're going to change, change for yourself. Because the other reaction or the other thing that I hear a lot from people is, fine, you want me to do this, so I will do this for you. No. Even if you're making changes in a relationship, that shouldn't be that I'm changing for that person. Your thought process should be, if you really are going to go through with their change and if you want it to stick, should be, I recognize that this habit of mine causes a certain reaction in my partner that in turn ends up hurting our relationship. And I want to change because I want this relationship to work. So if you notice in this little one-on-one monologue that I just recited, I'm not saying that I'm going to change for someone else. I'm saying I will change because I want my relationship to work out. So I'm doing it for me. And if you have that sort of mentality in your relationship, or even when it comes to a job, let's say if your manager or your boss or whoever, your customer is like, you're always late, then you need to have that dialogue with yourself, not to say, oh my gosh, this person's crazy, I'm only 5 minutes late. Don't make excuses, because then you're never going to change. You need to start by being like, I care about this job, I care about this customer, and I can see how if I'm late causes a problem in their routine. And because I don't want to inconvenience them, because then I might lose my job or I might lose that customer, I'm going to make that change. You have to take ownership of your behavior, and you also have to see what exactly is it that you want to fix and why it's important for you to fix it. And if you want to break a habit, it's the same thing like forming a habit. It doesn't happen overnight. It needs to be your decision, and you need to be very clear about why you're doing it and what's in it for you. And that's sort of the thought process that I'm going to talk through today, because habits are really, really hard to break. But as I've given a multitude of different examples, they're so crucial. They're so crucial for self-development, because a lot of the times It's the things that we do to ourselves that end up hurting us, whether that's for our growth, whether that's financially, whether that's in relationships, whether that's with family. And unfortunately, most of us, I would actually say all of us, have room to grow, room to evolve. And part of that is changing some of the habits that we have formed over the years. So let's go through your path of how you are going to make a change. And I'm going to assume that you've already done the first thing that I just finished discussing, which is you're going to determine that there is a habit. And guys, if you want to make this really, really fun, turn this into a little assignment for yourself, because you will be, at the end of the day, you will be helping your own self if you kind of go through this with me. Think of one thing in your life that you know is a bad habit that you have. Any one thing. It can be something professionally, it can be something personally, it could be something financially, it can be a goal that you never attain, whatever. One bad habit that you have in your life. Take a minute. Think about that habit. Now, think about why you want to change that habit. What do you have to gain from it? And then keep this example in mind as I kind of walk you through the process of changing this habit. And I would love for you to just, as I'm talking about the different things that you can do, think about yourself, your situation, and this habit in that context. And hopefully by the time I'm done giving you all of these steps, you now have a game plan of breaking this bad habit in your life. And then I'm going to talk about what we're going to do with that game plan. All right, so let's get started. First, think about what exactly triggers this bad habit in your life. As I mentioned before, habits don't form overnight. So what is the sequence of bad behavior? What triggers this chain that has led to this bad habit being formed? So as I started off the podcast episode with, it can be something where maybe stress is a contributor. If it's something personal, maybe there's a fight that triggers this habit. So think about what starts, what is the one thing that sets all of this into motion? That's the first thing that you want to do. Second thing I want you to do is think in your head, who in your life are you close to or do you trust that you can talk to this person and say, listen, there's some of the changes that I want to make in my life. And this is one of the things that I want to change. But I'm super self-aware and I know that I may be slipping up through this process of change. And I want someone in my life that can hold me accountable when those slip-ups happen. And you're the person that I trust to do that. So think about who in your life can be that person. Maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's your significant other. Who is that person that you can talk about this habit with, and then ask them to hold you accountable? That's the second thing you're going to do. Next, I want you, in the context of this bad habit, to be very present in the decisions that you're making in your life as it ties to this bad habit. And I hope some of you can kind of relate to this. Sometimes when we are aware that something that we're doing is a problem, or if we want to be super careful in something that we're doing, we tend to do it a little bit more slowly, and we tend to think about it a little bit more. That's called being present in the moment. So instead of just not thinking about our actions, you will actually process as it ties to this bad habit. So let's say I've identified what my trigger is. I've told someone in my life that I'm close to, let's say my boyfriend, and I'm telling him, hold me accountable, because I want to change this about myself. When that trigger comes into play, whatever my normal decision would be, or whatever my pattern of decisions are, that's going to lead to that habit. I want to be present and really think about it. Because once you know what that trigger is that kind of creates this chain, pay more attention in what do you do after. Think about it. Think about that person's going to hold me accountable. Okay, normally in this situation, I act like this. And that's exactly the type of conversation you want to have in your head. And I can honestly tell you, I've broken a lot of bad habits. I mean, I am perfect, but you know, perfection took a while. Kidding, guys. Totally kidding. I've broken bad habits by doing this exact process, which is why I'm so excited to share this with you, because I know it works, and it works with smaller things and it works with larger things. And I have this exact conversation in my mind when I know that there's something that has triggered me, and now I need to think slowly and process everything around my actions so I don't fall back into a negative routine or into a bad behavior that I've gotten out of. So have this conversation in your head as you're making your decision. What this will allow you to do is, when you are aware that your next action, usually in this sequence, is where the bad habit lies, you will conscientiously change that bad habit to something positive. So let's say, going back to my example, where if I'm always late, I know that I'm always late because I take forever to get out of bed. So my trigger is, when I'm late getting out of bed, then that causes me to be late for everything else that takes place in that during the day. So if I can change that trigger, if I can wake up a little bit early, I can change the sequence of events. But let's say I don't have a control over it. Things happen in life and I wake up late still. Now I need to think consciously and say, okay, normally when I'm late, I'm usually in a bad mood. As a result, I'm doing X, Y, and Z. And that's why I'm late to everything else, because I'm getting into fights and whatnot. And then that's what creates this bad habit of me not only being late everywhere, but me being in a bad mood. So I have to make a decision and I need to think about it. Life will happen. My alarm doesn't go off. I am late. So now, my bad habit is now I will be late for the rest of the day and I will be in a bad mood. How do I fix that? What can I do? Can I get ready quicker to make sure that my rest of the day is not off schedule? Can I do something else that can put me in a better mood? Can I catch up somewhere during the day so that the rest of the day doesn't get ruined and my day's only bent out of shape just for like a little part of it? So think about that behavior. What can I change even after this trigger, if it goes off? How can I make that change into something positive in my life? So think about your respective situations. Think about what triggers you. Let's say if there's a fight that you have with your partner over and over again, and they tell you that they hate that you do this. Identify what that trigger is. Why do you behave like that? What causes it? Is it something that they say? Is it because you're upset at work and then you bring it home and then you take it out on your partner? What is that trigger? And now think about, well, normally this is the bad habit that that causes, but how do I change that bad habit? How do I change it into something positive? What can I do? What do I replace it with? So think about that in respect to your particular situation. Now, to be 100% honest with you, you have to be prepared for slip-ups, because life does not always go according to plan or go according to schedule. So you have to be very, very realistic, just like I gave you in my example. I can try to wake up early every single day, because I know that that will trigger the rest of the behavior that will follow. But life happens. My alarm can be dead. My phone can be dead, or maybe I just don't hear it. I forgot to turn up the volume. So, how do you prepare for those slip-ups? And when they happen, instead of panicking and going back right into the bad habit that you're trying to avoid, what are you going to do differently so that you don't get into that pattern? So think about that in case of a slip up, what's my plan B? And the reason why I want you to think about all of this upfront, guys, is that sometimes when we don't have this plan of action, changing a habit requires you to logically process everything that you do that leads up to the habit. And unfortunately, when you're in this little domino reaction, you can't think fast enough to break that habit, which is why you need to think about it when you are clear-headed and when you have some time to really think about, listen, I'm very serious about this change. But in order for me to make this change, I need to have a game plan. And I also need to have an alternate game plan because sometimes my game plan might not work out. And that's what we're kind of doing over here, to just creating that plan for you. All right, so we were at the stage where you are going to create a game plan that says, what if a slip up happens? What am I going to do? First thing I would recommend is don't panic. Just because you slipped up, and let's say you went back into your bad habit for a day. And some of the extreme cases could be, like a let's say if you're an alcoholic, you wanted to give up and you went back into the bad habit. Then you excuse yourself and say, okay, that happened once, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to get right back on track. And guys, I gave you some milder examples, but then think about, if you have an addiction problem that you're suffering with, if you're trying to lose weight. I mean, these bad habits, which is what I love about this topic, it can be something super, super small that doesn't impact your life that greatly, but you still realize is something that you would be better off if you changed to something that is having a huge impact in your life and in your relationship or at your job. And it's a serious, serious problem that you need to fix. And the game plan is exactly the same, which is why when you master this art of changing bad habits, you can have positive impact in your life across a multitude of areas. And in the end, that will benefit you the most because you will grow as an individual and you will also get a lot of self-control throughout this process. So it really is an evolution and a journey. And that's what's so exciting about something like this, where a lot of times people want to make changes, but they don't realize you can't change everything in your life all at once. It has to be baby steps. And that's actually one of my recommendations. Don't try to make the big changes. Start with something small. Because when you start to change small habits in your life for the better, that will empower you to take on bigger challenges in your life and have a greater impact. And that's what's so cool about this, is that when you start small, then you can really aim for the stars. And this truly can change your life for the better in so many ways. And that's why I just think that this is such an important skill set for people to master. And I know sometimes in relationships, people think, oh, I'm doing this for you because I don't want to fight with you or because you hate this about me. So I'm really, no. Any change that you make should be made for you. And if your goal is to stay with that person or to make that relationship better, then you're not still doing that change for that person. You're doing it because it's making you happy to stay in that relationship. You got it? And the reason why I'm stressing this so much is because if your mindset is that you're doing something for someone else, you are never going to be able to break that habit. All you're going to do is change for a short period of time and then revert right back to your old self. And that's why oftentimes when you see people that battle with addiction or that battle with, let's say, verbal abuse or that lose their temper a lot and become violent, all of those things, if they're only changing because they think they're changing for someone else, they go right back to who they are. And that's why it's so important to make all of this change for you and not think that you're doing somebody else a favor. And that's why I never tell people to change for another human being, because that's the wrong mindset to even go into this with. And whatever change you're making, it's not going to be long lasting. So honestly, it's just a waste of your time if you're thinking that you're doing this for someone else. And in relationships is when I see most of it play out. When one partner will say, well, he doesn't like this or she doesn't like this, therefore I don't know. If you're with someone, if you're in a relationship with someone, it's because you want it. Hopefully, it's because you want to be with that person. And your reward for being in that relationship is that person. That is your reward. So if you're changing any of your bad habits, you're changing them because you are getting something out of it, not for the other person, for you. And honestly, the recipe to a really good relationship is if you change yourself for the better, that in turn should make your partner happier, which in turn should make your relationship better. So it still comes back to you. Yes, your partner reaps the benefit of it, but if your partner is happier and your relationship is better, you're still benefiting from all of that. So at the end of the day, whatever changes you make, lead with the mindset, this is for myself and it's for bettering myself. And even if it has a positive impact in my relationship, then that is my reward. That is why I'm doing it, because it's making me happy. And I honestly just can't stress that enough to have that mindset, because I have seen so many people try to break bad habits with the wrong motive. And then they get even more frustrated because they think that it doesn't work. But the only reason it didn't work is because they didn't go in with it with the right expectations and with the right intentions and with the right commitment, which is why I'm telling you guys, do not start off with making big life changes. Start with little things that you can gain control over, because then you are empowered and you're more composed to make bigger changes in your life. And the last and the most realistic thing that I'll say, and this is kind of twofold. The first, as I mentioned, reward yourself. Look at what reward you will get out of making a particular change, not anybody else. What is your incentive for being in it? And that's the thing about habits. If there isn't anything that you're getting out, you won't form a habit, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Because the whole point of a habit is there's a reward at the end of it. That's why you're doing it. So reward yourself. If it's a negative behavior, if it's a bad habit, then change it with a positive reward at the end of it. And then change the habit to a good habit. So make sure that there's some sort of reward, some sort of incentive that is enticing enough to you to make this change. And then lastly, be very realistic about the time frame. Sometimes people think that they will wake up one day and all of a sudden they will have made a bunch of positive changes in their life and now their life will just quickly turn around. Unfortunately, that's not how things work out. Habits take a very long period to develop because it takes us a while to even have a trigger. And just like habits take a long time to develop, they also take a long time to change. So if you have a bad habit, it didn't form overnight. It was a pattern of behavior over a time period that has now caused this habit. So be very realistic about how long it's going to take for you to change that habit. And a good rule of thumb is think back to when that habit started, as to, hey, I was doing that thing, but I was only doing it once a month or once a couple of months. And then I started doing it a couple of weeks. Then I started doing it every single day. So if you can, think back to when that habit originally started and think about how long it took for that habit to form, because that's generally how long it's going to take for you to break that habit, unless you have already practiced changing some of your smaller behavioral things and then taking on a bigger one. And, you know, some habits we form when we're kids. So those habits will be even more challenging to break because they're part of you and they're ingrained in you. Doesn't mean that you can't change. It's just be realistic about the time frame that it's going to take. And it's so important to level set those expectations because sometimes, and I think the gym is the best example for this. Every January, I mean, almost everyone I know will have the New Year's resolution that they will get in shape and they will look great. And people are just so excited to go sign up for gym memberships or sign up for workout plans or diet plans and then just get in shape. And everyone is on that same wagon. Come February, half of those people have given up because they were thinking that I would dress up and go to the gym 2 days a week or 1 day a week. And then in 2, 3 weeks, I will lose all this weight. And it didn't happen. So as a result, they get discouraged and then they start thinking about what's even the point. And then they just give up and they chalk it off as just being like, this is not something that I can do. This is too hard. You know what? I'm just going to focus on something else. Whatever excuse they want to give to themselves, the reality is they set their expectations too high. And as a result, the time frame wasn't realistic. And that is why they feel defeated and disappointed because they weren't able to meet the expectations that they had set for themselves. But the real issue is the expectations were unrealistic for that time period. And that's why it's so crucial to be very, very aware and mindful and realistic about how long it's going to take for you to break a habit. And if you need help, like, for example, if you have an addiction and you want to break that bad habit, there's groups that you can join where people can support each other. Lean on that support group and ask other people if you don't have experience in something to say, hey, I have this habit. I want to break it. Do some research on it. And then be very realistic about how long is it going to take for you to break that. And as I mentioned, if it's smaller things, it's easier for you to break those habits. But unfortunately, some of the habits that we have, especially the bad habits, they can be pretty, pretty huge. And they can impact a lot of our lives. They can impact most of our lives, but they can impact a lot of areas of our lives. And they're not that easy to break. And there's no shame in asking for help or going for help when you need it. Even if it's something as like anger management that you need help with, it's a bad habit that if you do have a support group, if you can find a support group for something that's major, definitely go look for it, find it, and get the necessary help. And as I've mentioned, you know, to me, I don't think this topic gets as much attention as it really should. When you take a step back and you really think about how many areas of your life something like this can impact, it's tremendous. And it's mind-blowing. Because every time I have this conversation with someone and I tell them that, hey, by the way, you've kind of complained about this a couple of times. Do you think that maybe you have a problem or do you think that this is something that's triggering it? People almost take a step back because, like I said, nobody wants to admit that they have a problem. But that's really the first step. And that's why I think this topic is so cool. And I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting this together, because I personally have found a lot of value in this. And as I mentioned, I've personally had a lot of growth. And it's kind of interesting that earlier today, I was having a conversation with someone and they were sharing that with me in terms of how much change they've seen over the years in me as a person. And I thought it was very cool that I was going to talk about this topic today and I had somebody share that with me. And that's why I was so excited to talk to you guys about this, because it has definitely positively impacted my life. And it doesn't have to be big habits, you know, that we change, but every little change that you make in your own life makes you a better person for you. And it's really nice to look back in your life and then just reflect on how far you have come. And I encourage all of you to do that. Especially when there's a lot going on in life, sometimes we forget to take a step back and really just look back and be proud of how far we have come, of the things that we have accomplished, of all the battles that we have won, new skill sets that we have gained over the years, on the type of person that we have really become. And if you don't meditate, I strongly recommend for you to do that because I think that's a good time to really reflect on the good and bad things in your life. And it's a good time to think about what are some of the changes that you want to make and then put it into an actionable game plan and get after it. Because one of the worst things that you can do in life is keep putting things off. You should always make yourself a priority. So, and it's kind of unfortunate that people will put a lot of emphasis on other things that are not that important, but not make themselves a priority. And it's really sad and it's unfortunate because if you are not the best version of yourself, then you can't give back to the world as much as you could, or you can't exceed in your professional or your personal goals. You can't be there for other people in your life. But if you work on yourself, and we are all of us, we're a constant work in progress. But if you continue to work on yourself, there's just so many different areas in your life where you can excel. There's so many different lives that you can touch and then you can enrich. And just like I'm sharing with you guys how to break a bad habit and how to bring about some of those positive changes, if you try some of these things, then you can also help and empower other people in your life and help them with their issues or with their struggles. And that's why I just think it's so impactful that when we work on ourselves, we're really making a difference in the world, whether we realize it or not. And the magnitude of that can be different. But if you make a positive change, and even if that change is positively impacting one other life, then that in itself is a reward enough for you to want to change. So that's my two cents and my wisdom this week. It's been a very spiritual kind of day. So sorry if I went a bit too philosophical on you guys, but I've seen this work, and to me, there's nothing that gets me more excited and gets me to be more passionate than things that I know can really help people. And unfortunately, as much as we see that in someone else, you can't force someone else to make those positive changes. But what you can do is you can set an example and say, listen, I know this is hard and I've been down that path. So when I tell you that you can do it, I'm seeing it because I've done it. And that's the best example that you can share with someone. It's very easy to tell someone else to do something if you've never done it. But if you've done it, you realize that it's hard, but you also can vouch for the fact that it's worth it. So with that, next week I'm going to cover the second topic. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is, but for those of you that were on my IG, you already know what I'm going to talk about next week. It's going to be totally different than this. And thanks again, guys, to all of you that went out and actually voted on the topic. It just makes my day when you guys are engaged, when you guys listen to the podcast. I'm telling you, it just breathes new life into me and it just makes me so happy. So I want to thank you for that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. Thank you for making me excited to come on and do this podcast episode. Until next time, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You're now checked out of the rehab. Go change those habits into something positive. Bye.